This goes to everyone in the room, including you, Lou. What's the best question a recruiter, an interviewer, has ever asked you during one of these interviews, trying to find out if you actually know what you're talking about?
Do you want to know the best or the most stupid one?
And now you got two answers you have to give us. See, that you're making more work for yourself.
The best one, which are the best commandlets in PowerShell?
Okay, good. Yeah, that's legit.
And the most stupid one, and I will never ever forget this. You're good in PowerShell. We have a director who wants new company slides. You can create them, right? You're laughing. I was crying.
So how do you use PowerShell to automate PowerPoint? I'm just trying to figure that one out.
Not.
Okay, next. So, okay, that's pretty good. Anyone have a better one?
I can talk to just in general. What I see is that in the industry now, PowerShell, just like DevOps, is kind of the key word. Everybody wants the DevOps, or we need PowerShell skills. What some recruiters don't realize is they put the keyword out there on their job description. Like, we want a Linux guy with to know how to write PowerShell scripts. Or, you know, we want, like, the job is completely different than what an actual PowerShell developer, somebody good with PowerShell would need. So one piece of advice that I would give to, you know, recruiters or anybody that's trying to hire for a job is, you know, do some research ahead of time instead of just saying, I want, you know, a construction worker with PowerShell skills, just because they think that it's the new thing and, you know, they'll get better talent that way.
Let me chime in.
Yeah, Sarah, you've been a little bit quiet. Get in here. So I know you've got some fun
in
stories.
So I have a story for this one. So I was at a user group, and we had a recruiter who approached me. He knew who I was and said, hey, I have this job listing. Can you take a look at it, and can you recommend anybody for it? And it was for a developer position, and they wanted somebody with SQL access. But they actually spelled it S-E-Q-U-E-L. So I looked at the listing, and I'm like, wait, I'm not seeing this. Please tell me what's in. And I had to maintain a straight face, and I'm like, I think you mean S-Q-L. So as a recruiter or a hiring manager, whoever is doing this listing, know the technologies that you're looking for. Please spell them out according to the industry. Otherwise, if you can't get the technology right, you're going to look bad.
Well, let your IT guy review it, please.
Oh, yeah, let the IT guy review it.
Yeah, at least have someone in your company who understands a little bit about the technology. Look at the terminology you'll be using. Otherwise, you'll end up on this show getting made fun of. Jeremy, you got one for us?
I don't think I do, actually. I can't
talk this. You've had all the best recruiters. I got it. June or Steven?
So I think a good question a recruiter asked me is, like, what's your ideal day on the job? What's the most fun you've ever had at work? And for me, like, when I'm on a keyboard where I'm scripting, that's fun. I can kind of say that gives them an idea of what I'd want to do. So I thought that was actually a really good question. Like, what's your dream job? Or not like, what do you expect the job to look like, but what's your dream day on the job?
That was actually
a good question I got.
I like that. And June, you want to give us one?
No, I really can't think of anything for a recruiter, but in my short time interviewing, I had one code test that I thought was particularly good. I've given code tests for years, and I'd taken them for years in all different languages. And I'd never had one like this. I won't say which company it was, but I was given a code test that was actually funny. It was an API that found a needle in a haystack. And I needed to write some, you know, as part of the code test, I needed to interpret the API and write a description of it. Like, I'd write a page of help. And I actually played off of the metaphor and wrote the instruction as finding a needle in a haystack. And I realized that as someone who gave code tests, I never gave one that was amusing or, you know, playful. And I don't think I'll ever give a very boring one again. That really taught me a lesson, both about being a potential employee and being the employer. So
just because it could change your life doesn't mean it doesn't have to be fun.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Lou, I'm going to give you the last one. Now, I know you were actually involved with hiring several times. Do you actually do any interviews?
Absolutely, yeah, all the time.
Okay, so what was, I'm going to put you on the spot here. What was the most brilliant question you have ever asked in an interview?
Oh, geez.
No pressure.
I have to think about that. I'll ask you a go-to question, which I probably can never use again that I'm going to tell you. But I use what we call the elevator design question. So being able to design an elevator system in a building and why Amazon does it wrong in their buildings.
That's a trick question. Wait a minute. Wait, you can't say that.
They actually pick the floor before you get on the elevator. And so, so interesting. So, but anyways, so that's one of the questions. And that's the question I asked. Does Amazon do it wrong, or do all the other elevators in the world do it right? So I guess that they have to explain why they feel like that one does the wrong and one does it right. So there's that question, and then there's also another question I use is if explain your life as if it was recursive.
Oh. A tough one.
So yeah, so that's a tough one.
Yeah. I really like that. I'm gonna, you know what, I'm gonna use that when I'm interviewing for the priesthood. See if people get it.
With the elevator question, is the answer more important or the way of thinking?
The way, it's always the way of thinking.